Choose life. That's the theme and title for our message this morning. Ed was in trouble. He forgot his wedding anniversary, and his wife was really, really angry. In no uncertain terms, she said to him, "Tomorrow morning, I expect to find a gift in the driveway that goes from 0 to 200 in less than 6 seconds, and it had better be there." Well, the next morning, Ed's wife woke up, looked out the window, and sure enough, there was a gift-wrapped box in the middle of the driveway. It was beautiful. Confused, she put on her robe and she ran out to the driveway. She opened the box and found a brand new bathroom scale. Unfortunately, Ed has been missing since Friday. Ed did not choose life. Let us pray. God, as we hear your words read and shared today, as we proclaim the resurrection message, might it be true for each of us and for each of us in our own way. May we choose life today. In the name of Christ, amen. Let's begin by reflecting together on the basic elements of the Christian faith. This is what we need to know, what we need to remember. God created every single one of us with a need and a desire to be in relationship with God, and only when we are feeding that relationship is our spiritual hunger satisfied. There is a yearning within the human heart. Some people call it a void or a hole or an emptiness that can only be filled with God. That's why people can seem to have it all, money, fame, success, friends, but still something is missing. They aren't fully satisfied. That's because only God can satisfy our deepest need, our greatest hunger. Many years ago, God came to the earth in the person of Jesus to show us what God is like, to model how to be in healthy relationship with God, and to help us understand the depth of God's love, not for some people, but for all people. Jesus lived among us. He experienced human relationships. He personally encountered pain and joy, celebration and grief, anticipation and disappointment. He taught people that God loves them and wants to be in a relationship with them and wants to share God's love with others. He modeled a lifestyle of working to meet the needs of others in order to make the world a better place. He healed people and called us to be agents of healing in the lives of others. And he taught us that it is in seeking God's way that we find wholeness and peace. And again and again and again, he reminded us that we are not alone. We are never alone. For God is with us. Ultimately, Jesus was crucified. He didn't have to die. God didn't make Jesus die for our sins. But Jesus' commitment to showing people how to walk in God's ways took higher priority than his earthly life. He went to the cross to show us that God loves us so much that even death isn't too high of a price to pave way for life. Jesus went to the cross because he wanted to show us that ultimately death and all the powers of death, greed and selfishness, injustice, sin of any kind, do not have the last word. You see, 3 days after Jesus died came resurrection. Jesus returned from death and in so doing offered us the possibility for abundant life in this world and eternal life in the world to come. You see, the cross and the resurrection remind us of this simple fact. Life does not go on forever. There is death. But Jesus Christ provides us the hope of resurrection. The resurrection affirms our instinctive conviction that death is not the end of a person's story. You see, our story, each one of our stories, is rooted in the heart of God. It is true that a day will come when we will physically die, and enough time will ultimately pass that no living person will speak our name. But the resurrection affirms that God will always know our name, will never stop loving us. Simply because our hearts have stopped beating does not mean that the last chapter has been written. You see, in resurrection, death has been swallowed up in victory and life abounds. The power of resurrection. It's about that promise of life after death. But did you know that the power of resurrection is even more than that? It's also the way people's daily lives can be moved from death to life, from sealed tomb to open doorway, from despair to hope, from old ways to new opportunities. No matter what our circumstance, we can grow, we can change, we can survive and thrive despite the pain and the loss that are a part of life. That's a promise of our faith. That's a promise of resurrection. I hope you will choose this life in Christ. But the truth of the matter is that so often we don't choose life. In 1991, an Air Canada flight ran into big trouble. Passengers were enjoying an in-flight movie on the Boeing 767 when the jumbo jet's massive engines abruptly stopped. The pilot announced that Flight 143 would be making an emergency landing. The 69 people on board were trapped in an agonizingly slow but inescapable descent to Earth. For several long moments, a desperate silence came over that cabin. And then fear gave way to screams of anxiety as the landing neared. All the latest technology could not keep the jumbo jet in the air. Here's what happened. The electronic digital fuel gauge was out of order. So the flight crew had depended upon the figures given them by the refueling crew before takeoff. But someone in the refueling crew had confused pounds with kilograms. As a result, 800 miles short of its destination, that mighty jet ran out of fuel and was forced to make an emergency landing. A multi-million dollar aircraft headed in the right direction, but running out of fuel. Folks, is that reflective of what's happening in people's lives today? Reflective of what might be happening in our lives? Heading in the right direction, but still running out of fuel? People can have so much in life going for them. Beautiful cars, comfortable homes, solid friendships, educational opportunities, a good job, but still one day they run out of fuel. You see, at the center of their lives, there is this emptiness. They find that they are lacking purpose and meaning in life. They are wondering if, in spite of it all, they are really worthy, really loved. Don't let this happen to you. Jesus tells us that the purpose for life, life itself, comes from God. It is the promised gift God answers us. So choose God's gift of love, God's gift of life. In the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, the story is told of God's people as they're on their way to the promised land. And God makes them the offer of life or death. God says to them, read it with me. I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in God's ways, and to keep God's commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, And if you are drawn away to bow to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live. Here God was giving the people a choice. Choose God's ways, God's truth, God's leading, and they would be choosing blessing and prosperity, life. But choose their own prideful ways, the ways of idols and false gods, and they would be choosing destruction and curses, death. And God urges those people to choose life. And today on this Easter morning, we too have the choice before us of life or death. But we have something those Israelite people didn't have when God told them to choose life. We have the example of Jesus, who consistently chose life in how he treated people, in what he stood for, in his priorities, and ultimately in his death and resurrection. And so now the choice stands before us. Will we choose Jesus and the life he offers, or will we choose death? Some in this room have failed, made mistakes, committed sin, and you're feeling hopeless and considering giving up. Don't give up. Seek forgiveness and help from God. Move into the future one step at a time. Choose life. Some are dealing with broken hearts over the death of a loved one, the death of a relationship, maybe the death of a dream. It's so easy to live in the past, focusing on what was without any hope for the future. But God tells you that there is a future with great hope for you. So take a step forward and choose life. Some of you here seem to have everything going for you, and still you know that there is something missing. It's tempting to look to material things and accomplishments and activities to fill our lives and our spirits, but we know that they just don't fill us for very long. Instead, place your greatest priority on relationship with God and others. Choose life. Perhaps you're dealing with an addiction. Your life, it's just out of control. It's tempting to cover up your needs and your pain and your situation. But you know what the result is. Your addictions imprison your spirit more and more each day. So admit your problem, reach out for help, and choose life. Some of you are facing challenges, pain. It's easy to be bitter, to focus on the negative, to become a victim. Instead, share your hurt, your struggle with God and others. Focus on that which is good and right and true and possible, and choose life. Some of you are feeling God's call upon your heart to try something new. Maybe it's a job or a career. Maybe it's a ministry or a position. Maybe it's a calling to speak out against injustice and work to right wrongs. Choose to follow God's call. And know that God will equip you and be with you. Choose life. Some of you have never taken that step of inviting God to be an active living presence in your life to guide you and be your Lord. You've been disappointed with God. Or you have some big faith questions and you just can't buy everything the church tells you to buy. Or you're struggling with the way some people who claim to be Christian live. And you let this move you away from seeking a relationship with God. If that's you, let go of your doubts and fears and disappointments and reach out to Jesus. Choose life. Maybe becoming a Christ follower. more fully receiving God's love and unconditional acceptance of you, and offering your life to Christ for the first time or as a recommitment is the choice that you are needing to make on this Easter morning. If so, talk to God. You can say something like this: God, I invite you into my life. I receive your unconditional love for me. Cleanse me from sin. Free me from bondage. Teach me your ways. Fill me with your power and love. I give myself to you. Beloved ones, choose life. It's a decision that we make every single day with every single situation that is before us. Let's choose to be grateful, choose to be kind, choose to be generous, choose to be compassionate, choose to be inclusive, choose to be loving, choose to be helpful, choose to be brave, choose to be resilient, choose to stand for truth and justice. Choose to be followers of Christ. We can do that. God will help us. Let's make up our minds right here, right now, to choose life. Friends, this is my prayer for you this resurrection morning. Whenever you have the chance, choose life. Choose life. Choose life. Amen.